Welcome to Investors Insight. The topic this week is bring it home. Guys, got a busy week ahead of us. It is the last week of earnings season, or significant week of earnings season. So far, earnings are up 2.3% since last quarter, and 70% of companies are beating expectations. That's a solid number. We've been talking about it for 3 weeks now. If earnings season can be strong, that's going to drown out the noise of all the coronavirus fears. And so far, we're seeing that. The market is overall positive to that. So that's great. And then also on Friday, we've got retail sales. It's also Valentine's Day. So a couple fun facts for Valentine's Day. It is the fifth largest holiday from spending-wise standpoint. Then also the average consumer will spend $196. That's up 21% from last year. That's a big jump. Yeah. We care about that because that shows this a strong consumer. Mm-hmm. So that's good. And then also on Friday, we had a phenomenal jobs number. Adam, talk about that.
Going back to earnings, average hourly earnings has been up 3.1% since last year. So that's a big rise since last January. In terms of jobs, so let's bring it back home. Like you said, from a domestic standpoint, 225,000 jobs were added for the month of January. That's a large increase due to the expected 165,000. So a little two fun facts. Adults from the age of 25 to 64 have the highest participation rate in adults employed since 2008, the Great Recession. So we're seeing jobs go up, earnings go up, unemployment staying around steady. So that goes back to the markets, you know. Money coming in, markets going up. That's what we want to see.
Yeah, and interesting fact that three-fourths of the jobs created were created by small and mid-sized firms.
Exactly.
So that's showing strength from above, from the bottom. So that's really good.
Yeah, that's something really important to remember when this coronavirus fears. That's international fears. Those small local businesses aren't as impacted by that risk. So hopefully this jobs number may not be a one-off.
Right.
It can be sustainable. And, you know, something we're looking forward to, earnings and jobs are somewhat backwards looking. The jobs number is based on a January 12th survey, so before the coronavirus fears. So that kind of shows that at the end of last year, after we signed the trade deals, we saw a lot of strength coming out of that. Earnings are doing great, jobs. So if this coronavirus can be transitory, then maybe we'll get this strength going into full 2020. Which, speaking of 2020, another topic we talked about last week was the Iowa caucus. I'm sure people saw in the news, didn't really get a result out of that. So that pushes a lot of focus on New Hampshire, which will be Tuesday, the first in the nation primary. It'll be actually voting as opposed to caucusing. So it should be a lot smoother. Puts a lot of emphasis on the winner of New Hampshire, which looks to be candidate Bernie Sanders is looks to be in the lead. But we saw in Iowa, who knows what will happen. So the markets will be watching that. Hopefully, not too focused, but kind of we're looking forward as 2020, the election will take the reins possibly from earnings.
Yeah.
And then actually, we had a client question asking us about all the significance of the trade deals, more specifically the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade deal. Talk about that.
Yeah, going back to the theme again of bringing it back home, we had some excellent client questions to Bobby's point. How much is that going to help us on GDP? What's the number? Well, if you look at it in 2020, the political version of that would be a 1.2% GDP growth with it. That's really more the political version, really too high. If you look at where a lot of the just nonpartisan economic research is, it's in the 0.35 to 0.5 range. But still, that's a nice pickup. You know, if you're going, you know, that level of percentage in the United States is a huge amount of multiplier effect. Yeah. And the other side question with that we had is, how much is that going to pick up? That's the answer. Really 0.35% north a little bit, added to GDP in 2020, mostly in the auto sector, because the USMCA made the supply chain much smoother in the auto section, mainly out of Mexico. Yeah. So just the pickup in the auto sector should give us a nice GDP pop for the year, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we titled the vlog Bring It Home, is that all the noise created by the coronavirus, the impact globally it has on the economies, it's the good earnings, good corporate earnings here at home. Mm-hmm. It's the good jobs number we saw on Friday. It's the trade deals that are having a positive impact on our economy. So all these good things, if they continue to happen, it'll continue to drown out the noise from all the fears of the coronavirus. So again, that is the market mover with the coronavirus, but things are looking great here. So we appreciate you watching. Mm-hmm. Thank you for staying engaged through your calls, your emails, and we'll see you next week.